This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and the future. For more information, call 772-335-3231.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Some of us just need to quit crying and recognize that God is bringing us through a place where He can produce something in our lives that will change us forever. We're being transformed into the image of Christ. Amen? How many of you remember when you was a little kid and you were whining and crying all the time and you were fussing and when you didn't get your own way? Remember that? Your mom and dad, they used to come to you and they say, "You better hush up that crying, or I'm going to give you, help me, something to cry about." Sometimes I think that's what God's saying from heaven to some of us. You think the process, you better hush up that crying because you don't realize what I could be walking you through. You don't realize what process you could be going through. You don't realize how hard it could be, and if it weren't for the Holy Ghost there getting you through what you're going through, you'd never get through what you're going through. Sometimes the shepherd walks us in green pastures, sometimes by still waters, but we have to be willing to keep walking even through the valley of the shadow of death. The second thing is this. Number two, Jesus said, this seed has to fall into the ground. The seed's got to fall into the ground. Write this down. Death's process of becoming life is always done in a dark place. Death's process of becoming life is always done in a dark place. It's not done out in the light. What does that mean? It means that many times your friends can't see what's going on the inside of you. They see you still working. They see you still punching the clock. They see you still answering the phone. But nobody on the other end of the phone can tell that you're really going through a hard time and you're doing the best work you ever could have done in a difficult place. That's why you can't be quick to judge other people, because you just don't know what they're going through. You don't know what kind of press and stress has been on their life that day when you walked in. Come on now. Listen, he says, when he says this, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, he's talking about farmers here. He's talking about people that farmed, and he knew that every farmer did not bury his seed. What did he do? Plants it. Farmers don't bury their seed, they plant it, because if you bury it, you leave the grave and you never come back and check on it. And you don't expect to ever find anything there. But if you plant it, when you plant something, you have an expectation that before long it's going to produce something. Amen? I mean, when we talk about death, most people see death as the end of life. Isn't that right? Death, they're dead. That's the end of life. They're done. They finished. They're over. They done checked out. Life is over. They're no more. But how many know the Bible doesn't talk about death as being the ceasing of anything? When the Bible talks about death, it means separation. It means to be separated. Somebody say separation. Remember when Adam was told in the garden not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? The day you eat of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, on that day you will surely die. I mean, no, Adam ate of the tree. Did he die? No, come on now. He didn't die. He didn't cease living. He became separated from God. He was separated from God in the garden because death caused him to be separated. How many know when you leave a believer in the ground, the believer doesn't cease to exist? Come on, you're an eternal being. You're going to live forever somewhere. Come on. Really, if you want to make it very simple for those of you that like to keep things very simple, K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. If you want to keep it simple, this really is just you at a ticket booth. Planet Earth is a ticket booth. And you're just purchasing a ticket to heaven or to hell. You got to decide which one you want to go to. Where do you want to spend eternity? It's really up to you. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So when the believer dies, he's separated from his family. Isn't that right? When someone on this planet dies, they're separated from us. We don't see them no more. They're gone. But they didn't cease to exist. They move into another dimension. So death really means separation. Somebody say separation. It's like when you say people are dead to sin. That's what that means. I'm dead to sin. How many know when you're dead to sin? That means you've separated yourself from sin. I'm dead to it. I'm separated from it. I died to that thing. Amen. If I stop sinning and I separate myself from sin, then I'm dead to sin. So when it falls into the ground and it dies, it produces. If it doesn't fall into the ground, it remains alone. It's just a little old seed all by itself, all alone. In other words, you spend your whole life as an unfruitful, frustrated believer, wondering why nothing never works out for you. It's really because you don't want to go through the process. Come on, somebody. Amen? That means as long as you live in a protected environment and are unwilling to submit to the process, all you ever have is the potential for life, but never the fruit of it. One of the things that breaks my heart more than anything in this world is to realize that cemeteries all across the world, all across this nation, are full of people that have died and either gone to heaven or gone to hell, but never realized the potential that they carried with them. It just stayed in seed form their entire life. And they lived their whole existence on this planet full of potential, but never realizing any of it. Do you realize that the graveyard is a place of so much unrealized potential? Think about that. How tragic. See, people take their seed and they put it up on a shelf and they say, I'm going to protect this thing. How many know when you do that, that seed up there on the shelf has the potential for life in it, but it will never live in the reality of life. It'll never fulfill it because it did not submit to the process. It did not die to live. It did not lay down to get up. Come on, amen. It has to go through the process to have the reality of life. You might as well go ahead and listen to this because you ain't going to hear this stuff on TBN or the church channel. You might as well get it while you're here because they don't teach this stuff. What they will talk about, though, is your seed and your seed and your seed. And if you sow that $1,000 seed, then, you know, God's going to take care of you. Can I just tell you that if you got sin in your life, I don't care how much seed you plant in any ministry, you are going to struggle until you go through the process. Amen. Hear me. Your freedom is not in how much you give out of your wallet. Your freedom is in how much you die. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we got all this modern day spiritual stuff going on all over the country and everybody getting all excited about the move of God, but nobody having what it takes to sustain the life. It's a bunch of hype. Everybody getting all dolled up and acting spiritual and running around and flaking out, but no power. Everybody wants the spiritual experience, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants a testimony, but nobody wants a test. Can I just submit to you this morning that you cannot have a testimony until you've been to hell and back a few times? We've got a church in this nation of the United States of America. We preach Jesus. Come to Jesus and he'll pay your bills. Come to Jesus and he'll heal your marriage. Come to Jesus and your life will be exciting. Come to Jesus. He'll make you happy, happy, happy. Come to Jesus. He'll give you everything you ever desired. And it's like he's just there for our beckoning call. And we're just calling him like a big Santa Claus in the sky. But how many know Jesus said, if any man is going to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. You cannot approach the kingdom of God from a selfish perspective. It's about following him. See, the blessings of God follow you. You don't seek the blessing of God, you seek God. So let him submit to the process and the outer shell being broken. And that way the inner divine life can come forth and spring forth. And you can become everything that God has ever wanted you to be. Listen, I'm not against the prosperity gospel. I believe God wants you to prosper. But he said, be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. There's got to be soul prosperity before you can prosper. So what does that mean? The arena of your mind, your will, and emotions. That's where your flesh nature exists. That's where demonic forces attack. That's where spiritual wickedness lays strongholds in your mind. That's where you win the battle. And as you prosper in the soul, then you prosper everywhere. Come on, somebody. So death is life's process. It has to fall on the ground. It has to enter into a dark place. But there's good news. Number three, you got to get this. When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for he is with me.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, you're my company.
That means when I'm in this process, friends might not understand. They might even question why. You might get lonely. You might not understand why you're going through what you're going through, why you didn't get the money for what you needed it for, why your life isn't on track the way you thought it would be on track, why you didn't get to go to school where you wanted to go to school. Come on, while your kids didn't turn out the way you wanted them to, and you begin to question all these things, you might be saying, why did this happen to me? Why did I have to go through all this? Listen, I have learned something. When you are walking through the valley, you can expect an overcoming victory at the end of your valley. Doesn't matter what it looks like, because here's the promise. Come on, somebody shout, here's the promise. He is with me. He's with me. Hallelujah. Remember Job, Satan said to God, I guess he does serve you. You got him in this protected environment. Nobody can touch him. No wonder he serves you. No wonder he does everything you ask him to do. You got a hedge around him. I said, okay, go ahead. Remove the hedge. But what you don't understand, Satan, is if you're frustrated over Job's obedience now, if you're frustrated over the victory that he has now, you're going to have a big headache when I get done, because when I'm through walking him through the process, he'll be better than he ever was before. He'll have more than he ever had before. He'll do more than he ever had done before. Come on now. You don't get worse. It gets better. Somebody shout, it gets better. He said, go ahead, pull down the hedge. And when he's finished, I'll give him double for his trouble. Some of y'all have been through some trouble. Can I just declare God's got double for your trouble? Don't give up in the process. Don't give up in the process. I don't know who I come to preach to today, but there is somebody here today. You're wondering why it looks like the hedge has been removed from your life and all hell is broken loose. I'm telling you, God's walking you through a process. It's because God has confidence in you that when He's finished with the process, you're going to come out like pure gold on the other side. God's counting on you to make it through. Somebody say, He's counting on me. You might be walking through the valley, but your faith is not going to die. Your joy is not going to die. God's right there with you. Your peace is not going to die. He's right there with you. You might have to give up some attitudes. You might have to die to some habits. You might have to go through some deliverance. You might have to give up some thought patterns. But your faith is going to stand strong, because the life of the seed that is on the inside of you is breaking through that outer shell, and it's bursting forth, and it's going to bring forth the fruit that God has promised you in your life. And out of you will come the life of Jesus Christ. Out of you will come His life. And look what's on the other end of the valley. I love it. When you get out of the other end of the valley, it says He prepares a table before you. Right in the presence of all your enemies, all the ones that say, you ain't gonna make it, you'll never amount to it, you are no good, you're wasting, you're a mess. You come out the other side and He puts a spread out there. The presence of all of them, every demon in hell that mocks you. Come on, somebody. At the master's table. And He fills your cup till it begins to overflow. Oh, Jesus. So much, so much for us, so much for us. And then He says, the rest of your days, goodness and mercy is going to follow you. That's an awesome thing from our Father, isn't it? Just submit to the process. Just submit to the process. Don't run from God. Don't run from the process. Embrace what God wants to do in your life and get through it, because on the other side of it is joy. On the other side of it, your potential was realized. The other side of it, the dreams that God put in you when you were 4 years old, just outside playing with your toys in the dirt, God begins to bring back to your memory. The things that were spoken over you that you buried deep, that you forgot about, He starts bringing them back up. And all that rejection and all that fear and all that insecurity begins to depart from your life. And instead of being the I can't person, you become the I can. I can. I can. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can go where He's called me to go. I can fulfill my destiny. I can have complete peace in my mind. I don't have to be tormented when I lay down at night and my head hits the pillow. I don't have to lay awake in the bed for 45 minutes struggling over what's happened through the day, wondering what's wrong with me. I can be free. I can be free. Thank you, Jesus. Next week, the war is over. I want to challenge you, bring somebody to church with you next week. Make it a point of prayer. This series is going to revolutionize the way you walk in victory. You're going to hear things you've never heard before. And it's going to change you. Your day, I promise you, after we get through this next series, your days will not be consumed by battles anymore. Your days are going to be consumed by the reaping of what you're appropriating for your day. Complete victory days. Complete overcoming days. I'm excited about it. Start bringing some folks with you. God's going to do amazing things in the life of this house, in your life, your family's life, those you've been praying for, those that have been lost, those that have been strung out, those that have been in prison, those that are in jail. God's doing amazing things. Stay in faith. Trust God through the process. I had a brother come up to me today. He said, "Got bad news. My daughter's in jail. They picked her up again. Looks like she's going to be there a long time." The first thought I had was good. Good. For one thing, our jail is an awesome jail. We have a spiritual dorm, and we give them Jesus down there. And the next thing I thought is she'll be off the street. She'll be out of harm's way. She won't be using drugs. And she'll have an opportunity to work a process in her life away from all the torment and temptation of the world. So I just encouraged him this morning. I said, "You know what? It's probably the best thing. God's probably saving her life." And I don't say that flippantly, because that's where I got saved at. God changed me in jail, and I'm so grateful that I found him there. Amen. Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you, God, that you love us so much, that you're with us, God, in every area of our lives. Lord, through the green pastures, by the still waters, and even through the valley of the shadow of death, you're right there. You're right there. And Lord, through the process, we just become more like you. More of that stinking flesh, God, begins to die off. That sinful nature that's attracted to the demonic of the enemy. Lord, it begins to wane. Lord, the life of Christ begins to come forth and spring up out of us. Father, I thank you for that in the name of Jesus.
Joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs, including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Is not the book of a month. It is the book of the ages.
For sound biblical truth, listen to Love Worth Finding with Adrian Rogers, celebrating 20 years of broadcast ministry.
Listen to Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO. This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.
Welcome to Family Matters,